10 ways to solve your problems, according to psychologists. Seeing a psychologist is expensive for most people. The odd thing is that most people who see a psychologist receive the same sort of advice like the 10 tips below. These tips apply to most people in one way or another. Why see a psychologist for an expensive appointment when you can get these answers here? We have found the 10 most common pieces of advice that you would normally get from a psychologist. If you are having serious problems or need more help, you will need to see someone in person. 10. Your childhood is the source of most of your difficulties. Childhood troubles shape us as adults. Try to see things from your parents' perspective and understand why things happened the way they did. 9. Don't project your thoughts to someone else. Don't assume that you know someone else's motivations. A lot of our problems come from trying to assign reasons to other people's behavior. Don't listen to your inner critical voice. 8. Be open about your feelings. Don't assign blame right away. Being direct about your emotions allows people to explain why they behave the way they do. 7. Stop comparing yourself to others. It's damaging to constantly compare yourself to other people. Everyone has their own struggles, no matter how perfect their life may seem. Worry about yourself first. 6. Branch out. Having a routine can be comforting, but if you want to change your life, you have to take some risks. 5. Be careful with boundaries. Don't let other people get to you. Don't let them push you around or pressure you into things you don't really want to do. If you set boundaries for yourself, you are taking responsibility for your own happiness. 4. Make progress every day. If you want to break a bad habit, remember that it takes at least 20 days to change it to a good habit. Take small steps towards your goals every day. Don't beat yourself up if it takes time to step into a healthier lifestyle, whether it's emotional or physical. 3. What have you learned from the situation? When you have a difficult experience, that means you have gone beyond your usual routine. Focus on what you learned from these experiences. If you didn't do something you were supposed to do and experienced a consequence, think about how you might do it differently in the future. 2. Don't try to change other people. If you're having problems with a friend or family member, there's a big temptation to try and change their thoughts or behavior. You can only change yourself. Rather than forcing them into things they don't want to do, let it go. 1. Don't cause yourself needless pain. Don't dwell on problems you've had before and the mistakes you've made in the past. Forgiving yourself is a huge part of mental health. Keep moving forward, and don't spend your time chewing over the past.